words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Today, the third Sunday in Advent, we have a beautiful lessons and carols, gorgeous music. It's known in the liturgical tradition as Rose Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, Joy Sunday. And so what better Sunday than to have a gospel with John the Baptist shouting out, "You brood of vipers!" I mean, just vipers rejoice. It doesn't quite go. Some of you may have used the term or heard the term, which is a very Southern term to use for many different reasons. And it's just the three words, bless your heart. And you know that that has many different applications. So I saw a chart here that had sort of a percentage of what people mean when they say that, what the different meanings are. And one of the largest was, truthfully, I'm praying for you, which is about the nicest thing people mean when they say bless your heart. They also mean get a clue. They mean I don't care, but I feel like I should. They mean I wish I could really say what I'm really thinking, and so on and so forth. Well, John the Baptist was never polite. He didn't grow up learning how to say nice phrases when he meant other things. So he said, bless your heart. No, he didn't. He said, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And he was speaking to the crowds of people that came into the desert to hear him. But he knew that they came to be entertained, or they came for some kind of magic fairy dust to forgive them of their sins and then go back home and do exactly what they had been doing. He knew that the masses weren't sincere. He knew that they were hiding in some ways, out in the desert, hiding from the real work of transformation, the real work of repentance. I went to make a house visit a couple weeks ago, and the woman I visited told me a joke. She actually wrote it out for me, and along with a quote from Eisenhower, but I'm not going to give you that quote. I'm going to give you the joke. The joke was that there was a child who received a call. It was a salesperson calling. And when the child answered, they answered in kind of a loud whisper, hello? And the salesperson said, is your mother home? And the child said, no, my mother's not home. She's looking for something. And so the salesperson said, okay, well, is your father home? No, my father's not home. He's looking for something. Getting a little bit more concerned. Well, is there an older sibling in the house? No, they're out looking for something too. Well, really alarmed now. He said, well, is there a sitter there? No. Well, should I call the police or the fire department? Are you home alone? And the child said, no, they're out looking for something too. What are they looking for? The salesperson said. So John knew in some way that the people flocking to the desert, some were sincere, but some were looking for an easy way out and actually were hiding from the hard work of transformation that they had to do in their own homes, in their own communities, in their own places of worship, in their own places of work. And so he made it very clear, and I think that message is for us today. I'm not calling us snakes. I'm just saying that sometimes we do look for a magic pill, a magic bullet, magic fairy dust, instead of the hard work. We should not hide from the hard work. John says, if you have two coats, give one away. So be generous. John says, if you have food, share it. Be generous. John says, if you have power and authority, like the tax collectors did, don't exploit it. John says, if you are a soldier, don't use your power and might to exhort and instill fear. So what is it that you have that you have not been using for the good? That you have been laying aside thinking that somehow someone else is going to do that hard work instead? Whatever it is, whether it's the call for a more humane border policy so that children don't die, whether it's the actually making that casserole for the friend who's been sick for so long, whether it is whatever it is, now is the time. The light of Christ is in this world, and our response, our call, God's hope for us, is that we help to guard it and to keep that flame strong. Amen.